Hello, hoteliers. My name is Christy Ingram. I am your inside sales representative at M3 and your host for today's M3 podcast. Today, we'll be talking with Mr. Brian Thayer of Avid Exchange. Avid Exchange is our newest partner in our partnership strategic alliance program, and we are delighted to have him on the couch with us today. Join in.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Christy.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us in our office here in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Love it.
Is this your first time in Lawrenceville, Georgia?
It's not. I think this is my third trip to the office.
Brilliant. Well, yes. We're so glad you're here.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping in. I'm going to grill you.
Ooh. Okay.
On our new partnership that we have formed that we are so excited about. So let's dive in.
Yeah.
Can you briefly introduce yourself and give us a background on Avid Exchange?
For sure. So again, super happy to be here. Brian Thayer, VP of Sales and GM at Avid Exchange. Been with that company for 15 years now, so kind of grew up in that organization. I lead a number of our verticals, one of them being hospitality, and super excited about the partnership with M3. Avid Exchange got its start back in 2000, so we're about 24 years old. We went public in 2021. And have since then, we've kind of one core mission, which is help companies the way they manage and pay their bills.
That's awesome. That has been a huge concern for our customer base. I get calls on that every single day. So I'm so glad that we have formed this partnership. It is going to help our customer base immensely.
Absolutely.
What inspired the partnership between M3 and Avid Exchange?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think partnerships are just key in every business now, it feels like.
Sure.
Right, years ago, people kind of tried to figure it out, do it on their own. It feels like everyone's realizing that there's certain areas of their business that are just best to left to the experts. What inspired me was looking at this industry. I knew there was a need. I knew there was going to be a good fit for Avid, but we really wanted to find the right partner. Knowing that M3 was the leader in the hotel space from an accounting system and ERP perspective, Avid Exchange has also been a leader in a number of key verticals. I think it made a lot of sense from a commonality perspective, and that really kind of intrigued me and interested me to pursue this one.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad you did.
Yeah.
So this is going to be awesome. Can you share some insights on how the initial discussions about the partnership began with M3?
Yeah, it's a unique one. I think it's a great one. This one started because a lot of your customers were kind of finding us anyways. So we'd find some customers would reach out to us for exactly the reason we talked about, right? Needing some help with paying bills, et cetera. And we didn't have a partnership, though. So we would have a very basic integration. We were able to connect to their system. But we kept seeing them show up at our doorstep, kind of raising their hand and asking for help. And that immediately prompted me to say, there's got to be more here. There's more value. There's got to be more customers that look like the 6 or 7 that we had signed originally. So at that point, I think I started making some calls, reaching out to Cassie and others here at M3. Kind of letting them know we'd love to formalize a more strategic partnership, do more together. We believe there's a natural fit. So those kind of discussions went on for a year or two. And then I think the time was right on your end. You were expanding your partner program, reached back out to us, and we were able to solidify a new partnership agreement pretty quickly from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that, you were talking about, customers showing up and knocking at your door and trying to find solutions to help them make their lives easier mm-hmm. and more secure and everything. So I'm sure from those discussions, you kind of formed some goals that you all had,
yeah.
From the outset of how you wanted to shape this partnership and what your goals were with that. Can you talk a little bit about what the goals are that you hope to achieve with the partnership at M3?
Yeah, and I don't even think they're metric driven just yet, right? This is too new. Obviously, we'd love to help as many customers as we can and grow those kind of joint customer base together. But I think the original goal is, can we just serve their customers? Can we meet them where they need us to be? If we ask customers, are they happy? Are they successful with us? That's a win, and that's kind of the number one goal. Keeping them happy, letting them experience more within the M3 system, and take that kind of grunt manual work off their plate as far as cutting checks and tracking payments down and talking with vendors. The more we can help them do that and let them focus on their hotels and their business, everyone wins.
Focusing on that, so tell me about that easy button. Tell me about key components or services that will be integrated through this partnership.
Yeah, it's going to be just a seamless, really easy integration, right? This is one where it's literally going to be a click of a button. They're going to be able to go right inside M3, post their bills. When they're ready to pay them, select them like they normally would. There's going to be an option to send that payment file over to AvidXchange. As soon as we receive it, we'll be able to kind of do a quick analysis, understand who those suppliers are, what form of payment they want to receive. And then it's kind of magic behind the scenes. It's us and our services team, actual people reaching out, issuing payments, tracking payments, and then providing all that information back to your system so your customers understand when it cleared, how it cleared, and get that kind of proof of payment for record.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. That is going to be a game changer in our world, in the hospitality industry for sure. So tell me what challenges you are hoping to address with this collaboration.
Yeah, I think there's a lot, right? But I think at the forefront, hospitality seems like it is an industry that has such reliance and importance on paying bills on time. Mm-hmm. And it's a never-ending cycle of purchases, bills, and payments, right? There's a lot of industries out there that you could wait a week or two before you send something or make a next purchase. In hotels, it's every day. It never ends. There's a lot of unforeseen purchases as well. And so timeliness, speediness, and I would say the actual proper delivery of payments to those suppliers helps kind of bridge that that relationship with the hotel and those vendors or suppliers that they rely on as well.
That's so great. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one because, you know, I come from hotels. That's okay. My background. And nobody signs up to work in hotels because they want to do more paperwork or they want more things on their plate to do. They want to be out shaking hands and kissing babies. And so this solution will absolutely put more time back in the pockets of hoteliers and allow them to do that. So tell me a little bit more about the benefits of the partnership between M3 and AvidXchange.
Yeah, so I mean, benefits for the customer is going to be huge, right? It's going to be eliminating checks, managing different types of ACHs, different payment modalities. Their integration is going to be beautiful. It's going to be seamless. It's going to be easy. With a click of a button within the M3 accounting system, they're able to, again, generate that payment file to us. And then we really kind of do the work there. So you can think of AvidXchange as an extension of that hotel's accounting department. We'll issue the payment. We'll enroll the vendors. We'll track the bank accounts necessary for those vendors. We'll understand how that supplier or vendor would actually like to receive payment. And then we follow up, we ensure it got there, we'll age it, we'll report against it, and we'll provide all that information back to the accounting staff at the hotel.
That's awesome. And you pay the vendors the way they want to be paid.
We do. It's kind of unique, right? Instead of letting, and we learned this through time, that when a hotel decides, hey, I want to pay this vendor this way, or I want to send a check here, an ACH here, you think about the supplier, they're all of a sudden now receiving potentially a different payment modality from every hotel they might work with. Mm-hmm. So it adds a lot of complexity, certainly no economies of scale. So we've kind of decided, you know what, let's make a supplier-led network, meaning this one supplier who we know, let's use Cisco, probably works with every hotel out there. Mm-hmm. So if we can say, Cisco, you choose the one type of payment you'd like to get paid, for example, now all of a sudden they have value and they're seeing benefits and they're getting paid faster in the way they want, and they can kind of create that commonality across the board.
That's great. That's one thing that I hear from my customers is they want to make sure that their vendors are going to be happy with it.
Yeah.
Because we want everybody to be happy, right? We want everybody to, you know, get along and play nice. And so, yeah, that's absolutely important to the customers that I speak to for sure.
Well, you think about it too. And it's like, so if this hotel's getting paid the way they want, they're getting paid fast in the way they, in the form they want, they're pretty happy with that hotel, right? So when that hotel needs something urgent and calls, mm-hmm. sometimes they jump to the top of the list and they'll get that service delivered day of, right? Somebody's going to kind of come back out. So it really can improve those relationships, I think, between the hotel and the suppliers, the vendors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So we learned at the partners meeting, the cat's out of the bag.
Yep.
So we're not only working with our newest launched product, Core Select, we're going to work with Accounting Core too.
We are.
So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so super excited right now. This gives us the ability to serve 100% of M3's customer base. So we built a beautiful integration with Core Select. It's a really cool kind of embedded payment solution where I think the hotels and the customers barely even know we exist, right? It's that seamless. It's that embedded. But now on the Accounting Core side, we're building, I think, just another great integration. It'll be API driven. Let the customers really kind of decide when they want to push, a little bit more onus on them. But again, I'm just excited that we can now serve, again, 100% of the M3 base and help any customer that needs some needs or has some challenges around payments.
I love to hear you keep that is at the heart of so many of your answers is we get to help. We have the opportunity to help so many people.
We do.
I love that. And that really speaks volumes to your company and the culture that you all have cultivated there. So that is awesome. So thank you very much for that.
I think it's a great one, right? I think we had a lot of commonality there from a culture fit too. When we started this partnership, that was one of the first things that jumped out. Like we're very similar. We're absolutely customer obsessed with both of us. And I think having that mindset just allows so much to naturally foster and so much feedback to be shared and kind of do things the right way from the beginning.
So, feedback.
Yeah.
How do y'all collect that? How do you report on it?
Number of different ways. So we are constantly talking with our customers. We have community pages where they can leave comments, notes, ideas. We have a CAB, or we call a customer advisory board, specific to each industry. So we really want to find those key customers within any industry we serve. Hospitality specifically, we're going to identify, let's call it 6 to 10 customers, meet with them quarterly, have a great day in our office or meet them wherever. But the idea is it's purely around that. It's sharing roadmap. It's saying, are we thinking about the right things? Are we starting to build the right things? What's important to you? What do you need fixed? What do you need added? Because to think that we would know more than they would know is just naive, right? So this is, it's never ending. It's one of those things that you have to continue to involve. You have to continue to talk to your customers. But it's the best source of truth, and it's the best indicator of how you're performing, right?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. We actually have the same thing at M3. We've got an ideas portal.
Yeah.
So our customers, they go in and they submit, enhancement requests, things that they need to help them be successful and so forth. And we have a team that meets every other week, I think, the dream team, and they actually pull their ideas from that portal, and they decide what they're going to work for the next quarter. So, yeah, I think, taking that direct feedback and just, delivering what the customers want to see. I mean, that's a no-fail policy, right?
Right. And it's funny, too. It's like when you do that, you realize, like, most customers probably want the same thing, too. So it's like the top three things usually bubble up with everyone, and
it makes
it really easy to kind of check those off as the something that's making the next roadmap.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So let's pivot for a minute.
Okay.
Let's talk about how the integration process between M3 and Exchange happens. What does that look like?
Yeah, so it's API driven. So you guys have APIs. We're going to have APIs connected through different endpoints. But the customer doesn't really have to do anything. There's no file upload or a push or anything like that. As I've mentioned, the customers are able to go into the M3 accounting system where they live and breathe and stay. That's our goal too, is that they don't ever really have to come to AvidXchange. They manage the payments the same way they would today. They're going to go through, select the bills they want paid. At the end of that kind of checkout process, there's going to be an option to send that payment file to AvidXchange, AvidPay. At that point, it kind of happens behind the scenes. It's magic. That's the beauty of these APIs. Automagic. Love that. That's the beauty of those APIs now, where like nobody has to manage it. You don't have to push a button. You don't have to save a file, download it, upload it again. The two systems are communicating, so we're going to receive that ingestion file. At that point, it tells us what hotel originated it, what properties it's tied to, what bank account they want to pay out of, who the supplier is, the dollar amount. We're going to pull those funds. At that point, we have the available funds, and we just disperse it to that supplier or vendor, again, in the way that they've risen their hand and have asked for. So we handle all of that as well behind the scenes from an onboarding setup. We're going to talk to all the vendors, ensure that everyone's set up in our network, that we know how to pay them all beforehand. And that way, when the customer's ready to go, it's a click of a button. And they can kind of sit back and wait, and then statuses will be fed back into the system, letting them know what type of payment was issued and when it cleared and any kind of proof of payment afterwards as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So they don't even have to go to another portal to find anything. They can just, 20 seconds,
it's all right there. Boom, click a button.
Boom.
Yep.
I love it. So as you have been going along this journey with M3 and we've been deciding how we're going to work together and the best processes to put in place, can you kind of talk about any technical difficulties or challenges that you faced and how did we overcome them together?
I will say, like, especially with Core Select, it was a new product for you guys. It was a really new integration for us too. I don't think we've ever done one that embedded with a partner before. Mm-hmm. So super exciting. So there's always going to be, like, I think some small challenges when two new products are kind of coming together. But I was more impressed with the way the teams worked together and constantly kind of just navigated those seamlessly. We were super aligned. We held, if not daily, bi-weekly meetings. So I would say, and I think if you asked your team too, like the challenges were, I think everything that we would assume they would be, but nothing out of the norm. So we really worked together in an incredible way, and it was just a great experience across the board. So
that's awesome, and yeah. I'm sure our teams would concur. We love challenges around here. I guess everybody in development does.
Well, yeah, I think when you build a brand new product that you guys were launching to, and it was a new integration for us, there's stuff nobody knew yet, right? So I think that's the fun part of kind of figuring that out together. But it was an incredibly collaborative experience, and again, very engaged. A lot of kind of similar people talking the right way together. So
yeah. And iron sharpens iron.
We got it.
Absolutely. All right. So talk to me about short-term, long-term goals. What have we set for this partnership? What's the forward-looking plan?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said before, it's, you know, we'd love to help as many customers as we can. You guys are growing at a rapid pace. It's you know, thousands of hotels and thousands of management companies out there using it. So it's we'd love to have, you know, a great partner share of that. I don't have the exact goal in mind, right? I think it's, like I said, it's if people are happy and they're successful, it'll naturally start kind of rolling and speeding up and growing organically. But long-term, we'd love to be, you know, continue to be embedded and integrated with any new products you guys come out with, any new platforms, just be a good partner there to serve and help and continue to win business together.
So you may have just given something away. I'm not sure. Are we planning to expand this partnership in the future, or has that been discussed? Or are you at liberty to speak?
I don't know if it's been discussed just yet, but I think I think I'd certainly say we would love to, right?
Okay.
As you guys continue to grow, we want to be that partner to help you grow. We want to be there with you guys as you expand into different areas, expand into different products. I think there's a lot of things that we're coming out with as well, just around vendor data and different payment modalities that are arising constantly, right? Even virtual cards, a virtual credit card almost didn't exist years ago. Everyone was doing checks or ACHs. There's now real-time payments. There's straight-through processing payments. So I think there's just enhancements versus maybe brand new partnerships or anything like that. But yeah, this is like day one together, like first pass, and it's going to be fantastic. But there's a lot that we're going to do. There's a lot that you guys are going to do. And again, I think we kind of grow together and continue to interface our solutions. But
awesome. Yeah. I love that. What excites you the most about this partnership?
Oh, there's so much, right? This is it's a really perfect industry for what we do, right? Like, I think about what excites me is the people that have the most pain, the most challenge around accounts payable, around bill pay. And if we can help them and see those smiles on the faces, like serve some of those hotels the right way, that's exciting. And being with a leader is exciting, right? Like, you guys are the number one. I don't think anyone wants to go find the seventh best hotel ERP and partner with them, right? So we're just excited to team up with the number one player in space and, again, grow together. So fantastic people. Like I said before, it was a great culture fit. We really enjoy our time together. Had our first partners meeting this year, which was fantastic. Got to spend a lot of time and meet the broader team. But so, yeah, there's I don't know if there's any end to kind of what excites us about this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We're so glad that you guys are a part of the family. So we appreciate you being here. We appreciate you being a part of the family. So are there any closing remarks or any, you know, notations you'd like to wrap things up with?
I don't know if anything better than what you just said, right? I think we feel the exact same way. We're like super excited, ready to just launch this new integration, ready to go help the hospitality world. And I think doing it together is going to be really exciting for everyone.
For sure. Well, Brian, I can't thank you enough for being
this
here.
This is great.
Appreciate you. And we're always at your service if you guys need anything at all.
Awesome. Thanks, Christy.
Thank you.
Pleasure chatting.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us today, hoteliers, on this episode of M3 Minutes. We were joined today with Mr. Brian Thayer of Avid Exchange, our newest partner in the Strategic Alliances Partnership Program. If you enjoyed today's episode, please remember to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time on the couch.